Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Answer Connect, and Photify. I've been using Photify for a while now on all of these comeback of a lifetime graphics that you're seeing on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. I can drop in a Social Geek Radio logo and have it up on social media in a matter of seconds. And our marketing assistant can do the same using logos and GIFs and images that I've already approved. So a tip for all of you marketing pros at Franchise Systems, if you want to give your franchisees and their employees the ability to make a great, unique local post, but you still control the brand, this is the way to do it. Right now, Photify is offering the small business package subscription free for 6 months. You can sign up for that right now at photify.pro. And speaking of the comeback of a lifetime, we're continuing with that theme here throughout the month of June on Social Geek Radio. We're talking to franchise leaders once a week about how their businesses are pivoting and coming back in this COVID-19 and post-COVID-19 era. Today's guest is Tom Paben. He's the CEO and founder of Class 101. Welcome, Tom. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Thanks for being here. I'm looking forward to finding out a little bit more about the brand and how you guys have been handling things over the past couple of months. But first, before we get there, give us a bit of your background. What's your story?
Well, I was a financial advisor, actually, and a youth minister at my church. And it would always, I would always want to come to the weekend to not necessarily have off or go out and do something socially, but just to kind of be at church and do stuff with the kids at church. I love doing that. And my mother had passed away when I was young. And 23 years ago, my dad got sick up in Ohio. We're located here in Kentucky. And I went to help take care of my father, and my father had passed away. So here my parents, my godparents, my grandparents had all passed away. I'm in my mid to late 20s. And so I said, life's short. So I'm going to dedicate my life to teenagers. And so I thought that was going to be a church. So let me go ahead and say that, right? I didn't think it was going to be in a business. And so I started to work and just getting really involved with kids at church because I love doing that. I love making a difference in their life and being positive and being a role model to them and being able to do that. And I was enjoying the youth ministry and doing that. And then I realized this is going to be really hard to have a normal life, right? A family and a house and different types of things. So I better figure out something to do. And once you know it, one of the students in our youth ministry program had a single mom. And the mom said, I need help with this college stuff. Will you help my daughter and I'll pay you for your time? And I said, well, I'll be more than happy to sit down and go over college stuff with her. So there's a local franchise here in Lexington, Fazoli's, if you're familiar with Fazoli's.
Oh, sure, sure, yeah.
So we'd go to Fazoli's and have breadsticks and talk about college every week. And so that one student brought a couple of her friends, and next thing you know, 6 months later, Jack, I'm working with 30 students. And I said to myself, this is my calling.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a business here.
Yeah, there's a business here. And so I could still have an impact on kids' lives. I could still talk and communicate with parents. I could be that role model, more now mentor in their life, and be able to do that while delivering and helping them through one of the most important areas of their life, right? College planning. It's hard for parents. I have a senior and junior, and I've been doing this for 23 years now. But even my own senior did 4 years of college planning, but did none of it with me. Because see, I'm a parent, and so I'm the old man, right? I'm not the cool college planning guy. And so I realized when I told him advice, you know, or I told him stuff, it was advice. And when parents told the same thing to their kid, it was nagging. And so I started working with these kids, and my business blew up here in Central Kentucky. And it's just been a terror ever since.
Very nice. I love that story. You know, it's interesting to me too. all of the folks we talk to here on Social Geek Radio who are either in the franchise space or in the marketing space, it's amazing to me the number of people who started in some level of being in the ministry and you know, maybe being a pastor or going down that road, but something shifted. And I don't know what it is about marketing and franchising, but you know, maybe there's a correlation there between, you know, serving others and serving your customers, and then eventually, you know, really serving your franchisees. And maybe on the marketing side, there's something there with people who are trained in, you know, being a minister are they're delivering a message and they're also serving their audience as well. So I find that to be a very interesting parallel.
Yeah, I mean, amen to that, pun intended. But right, that's just that servant mentality, right?
Yeah.
I love in the mornings here. I served Katie coffee this morning.
There you go.
you know, and we wave when people come in our driveway. I mean, we welcome them, right? Because we want them to feel warm and welcomed and to be able to do that here. And that's part of, so I guess if you're coming from the ministry or coming from church or something like that, just by your nature, you're probably a giver. And givers gain, as they say in BNI and different types of organizations, right? And stuff like that. But it's just the whole golden rule, right? It's simply that simple. But we just do this give and serve, and it's actually part of what we do. Our marketing message is we empower students, and we serve families, and we inspire greatness.
So as I was about to ask you why you do what you do, but I think you've already answered that. You're really here to serve these students and serve these families. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, if you could help somebody, it doesn't matter if it's for work or whatever, right? I mean, you get this feeling of accomplishment. Now turn that into a business and for the right people, right? I mean, we work with teenagers, right? So yeah, we work with kids. They forget meetings. They're going to do stuff, right? I mean, stuff like that. So this business isn't for everybody, but if it is for you, oh my, right? Because it's in your wheelhouse. So you're giving and so on. So what happened here was, see, I developed a model and I did it for 10 years, Jack. So we didn't start franchising till I hit year 10. It was only at our 10-year anniversary that we started to decide to start franchising. So I had a 10-year track record, right? And so then we took that model and we started real slow. It took us 5 years to award the first 5 franchises. So now we have a 15-year model, 5 locations, then 3 more, 3, 4, 7, 17, 13, 13, boom, 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 boom. Now 47 different locations across the country.
That's fantastic. I love that slow burn that suddenly just catches on fire. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the decision to start franchising. Was it sort of a long decision, or was there some particular moment that you said the only way we're going to scale this out is to go the franchise route? What happened there?
Yeah, the crazy thing to answer that is it wasn't financial, right? Because when you go having a 10-year blowing up all over Kentucky doing college planning, I have a satellite location in Louisville, I have one in Lexington, we're all over, we're in 16 different states, 5 different countries serving kids. Then all of a sudden you want to start doing franchising. So I was doing really well financially. Mm-hmm. And we were helping a lot of kids in Kentucky and in some of these other states too. We had ones and twos. But then I started having people call that just had that same passion as I did, but didn't have the direction. And I had the 10-year model. So I said, I'll start franchising. We never set out to try to sell 100 franchises a year or try to get to 1,000 locations. Sure, maybe somewhere down the road, we'll have hundreds of locations. I'm sure we will. But this is just about trying to build it the right way on a foundation of rock and solid, and then helping people along the way. And then they got to grow in their skills, right? Because if they're willing to learn, right? If they're not willing to learn, nobody can help them, as a franchisee. But if you're determined to learn, nobody can stop you.
Love that.
So I was just determined to learn. Because here's the kicker. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
I've never been to college.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I have never been to college. Right? And I have a college planning company. How ironic is that? Right? And so, I mean, it's just amazing. Now, does that come back and probably hurt me? Sometimes it does. Right? But most of the time, if people say, gosh, that guy's knowledgeable about college, I was willing to learn and help. Now I feel like, right, I'm one of the experts in our company, of a whole bunch of experts that we have, that know college planning better than anybody else in the country, right here at Class 101.
Wow. Love that story too. Before we get into what's happening here in this interesting year of 2020, tell me a little bit more about Class 1-to-1, down to, you know, you're serving all of these students and future college students and their families. What particularly are you doing with them or for them to help get them into the school of their choice?
Yeah, when they're underclassmen, so if they're in eighth grade or ninth grade, 10th, 11th grade, right, we pretty much do four things. We're going to give them a lot of guidance on their grades. We're not tutors, but we do help them, again, right, set their goals and do some goal setting and start to look at their goals and become intentional, right, with how being important and focusing on details and doing different types of things with their grades. We're going to help them with their ACT and SAT scores, right? 70% of kids say that they're not good test takers. You know why they're not good test takers? Because they're missing problems that they know they should be getting right. See, competence equals confidence. So the more we can get them to be competent, they're going to be confident in their test because they're competent, and boom, and their score flies up because they're confident and with this competence, and it just is just this amazing. So we help support them. We have an online system and our own book and materials, and we do different types of courses for ACT and SAT development. We help a lot with resumes, helping students to become an attractive, right, to offer value to the college. All right, we consider every one of our kids to be an asset, right? So what asset can we offer the college? Well, how about leadership? How about something so unique, something so special on their resume that helps them stand out? We call it a separator. They have that on their resume. And then you compile that with the fourth thing that we do, and that is colleges. Nothing is more important than college selection. Jack, you could have the best student in the world, the best student. And if they don't apply to the right school list, they might get zero money for college. It's hard at 3% to get into Harvard and Yale and so on. Yeah. So you got to have the right colleges. So that's four services out of our 12. And so individual families would pay a fee, could be $3,000 or $3,500 or $4,000. They have all 12 of our services done, including essays. We do 12 essay workshops in the summer here in Lexington. Different locations do less or more, but we do 12 here in Lexington, and we help kids complete their essay in the summer before their senior year starts.
Ah,
like that for being proactive.
Yeah.
Right? Then we do application parties, right? So we're working on applications in the summer and in September, and then we do a submit party. Right. So in October or September, November, we set a date. The parents come. It's a big party. And we proof that application, make sure it's perfect. And then we got it to be perfect. And we send it off. And now the kid's done and they can enjoy their senior year because it's done proactively. And then we help out with scholarships and outside scholarships. And we help parents with budgets and financial aid forms and the college transition into college. We basically have 12 services that we do and offer 8 focused on our students, 4 focused on our parents, 12 services that we do as a company.
You know, everything you just said, if you took the words students and college out and inserted the words companies and brands and customers, you're really running a marketing consulting for these young people and really building their personal brand, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the idea of building up that value proposition that they're going to offer the college that they want to go to. I think too many people see this as, a last minute play of how am I going to get into a good school? And, you know, oh my gosh, somebody please let me in. And you're flipping that script to saying, let's build this person up so the colleges are drawn to them and they see them as a valuable asset to come join their university.
Yeah. And they're more prepared and they have the right school list and they do things again, proactively. And, it's again, taking that student. So they have a memorable essay.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you're going to talk about COVID, so is every other kid in the country this fall, right? I mean, you better get off that. You better get off sports, how cool your Uncle Ted is, you know, a band camp and your summer vacation. If you're going to talk about any of those things or President Trump or how awful this is or how terrible, forget all that, right? Let's write about something that's going to be part of a link to your soul.
That's good.
When they click on that link, they're going to be presented this picture of this person and this image, and it's going to be lasting and it's going to be memorable.
And I think there's a self-fulfilling prophecy there too. If you're building that person up,
yeah,
with all of these things and showing them their value and get their confidence level up, they're naturally going to perform better for the next couple of years of their high school career, right?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to tell you a secret, Jack. You ready?
Okay, hit me.
Shh, be quiet with this. In every meeting, we do ACT. Affirm, challenge, teach. We affirm kids in every meeting. We tell them how special they are, how cool they are, how unbelievable, and you should see them perk up. It's amazing. And then we challenge them to do something great in their life. Get better grades. Go up on your SAT 100 points, do a third draft of that essay. It takes work, but we're going to do it together because I'm on Team Jack. I'm going to help you with that, Jack. And then the third thing is we're going to teach them how to do it. We affirm, we challenge, and we teach. That's our ACT. That's what we do in every 1 hour meeting with a kid that we meet with. We affirm, challenge, and teach. And it's amazing what takes place. We inspire greatness.
That's excellent. So now tell me how things have changed with those meetings and building those students up in the year 2020 with all of the challenges that we're all facing every day. You're obviously working with students for the past few months who have not been in school physically anyway,
right?
And their Zoom and Google Meets skills are growing. How does that work with your program?
Well, it's like life, first of all, right? So it's the title of my book next summer. If I ever write, finish it and get it all complete and everything, right? Lemon in the lemonade. So that's what you do, right? Life throws you curveballs. So guess what? We take it, don't wait to a whole bunch of lemons and then make lemonade, because it's one problem at a time, lemon and the lemonade. And so that's what you do. So we took the situation and we said, hey, how can we do it better? So we did it virtually. We told the kids, this is what you have to do. And you have to agree to come to your meeting. And we even have best practices for a virtual meeting. We don't let the kids lay on their bed. Right, they got to sit up and they got to be prepared and they got to have writing utensil and they got to be ready, just like you would an interview. Just like, you know, and you got to be presentable. Right? We don't want you to be wearing some tank top shirt or different types of things. Yeah, let's do our meetings virtually. So we decided to go everything virtual. We're going back to face-to-face because that's our business. But we have done everything virtually to a high-end level. And now the kids are getting better at it, right? And we make it dynamic. Sometimes there's music playing. Sometimes I have big college mascot people looking over my shoulder when they come onto the screen, right? Our meetings are not meetings. They're experiences.
Nice.
And kids want experiences. Humans want experiences. I don't want any more meetings. I want experiences. And so that's what we do. We offer an experience to that kid, to the family, and we help them with the communication. So after our meeting's done, Jack, we have a meeting notes that get sent out to the parents. And so right afterwards, the parents get updated, because if your kids are like mine and you're going to ask them about your day, they're going to say, it was good.
What happened today? Nothing.
Nothing. I'm fine. right? These one-word answers, right? And so we take that all and we help the parents communicate with their kid by telling them, here's what we did with them today virtually. Here's what we're going to ask them to move forward on. Here's what we want you to do. It takes work. In our society, it's hard to do college visits and take time off and do that, but we want them to visit 10 by the start of their senior year.
10, that's the number. You want them to visit 10 schools by senior year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Right, because our typical student applies to between 6 and 7 colleges, so they got to visit 10 to find 6 or 7 they like, and then they love 5. See, if they love 5, Jack, if they don't get into their top school, they're not heartbroken. Because they got these 4 other ones. And if one's super expensive that dad doesn't like, okay, or mom doesn't like, boom, we got 3 other ones.
Right, right.
And that's what happened with my own son. He was down between Xavier, Miami University, and Dayton. All 3 wonderful schools. All 3 a lot lower, in some situations, 50 to 60% lower than their cost. And I'm paying in the 20s. I want to pay in the 20s because that was my budget. And I could send my kid to a school for a decent amount of money, not overpay 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, not any of that. Because college is expensive. We know that, but if we can get it to be lower, that's what we can do. So, I mean, it's just our process. So we do it virtually. We communicate with parents, and like anything else, I mean, you got to get creative. You can't sit in a corner and cry because of COVID. I don't have enough time to do it. I didn't wake up today to become mediocre.
Love that too, man. That is great. I want to move back to franchising for a couple of minutes here. You've been franchising now for how long, Tom?
It'd be 13 years, August 27th.
Okay. So I think 13 years makes you an industry veteran at this point in franchising. Right. What do you see happening for, let's just say, the rest of the year 2020 as knock on wood, hopefully businesses are reopening and the comeback of a lifetime is happening. Where do you see franchising in the next 6 to 12 months, and what trends are you seeing that you think we need to be paying attention to?
See, we're a passion play. You can hear it in my voice.
Yeah.
This is after 27 years, right? Or excuse me, 23 years of doing this, 13 years now of franchising. So I love to do this. I love meeting with students and kids, and I'll meet with 3 this afternoon at 2, 3, and 4 o'clock, right? Because I still meet with students because I love doing it. So whatever your business is, what is that people are passionate about? It doesn't matter if it's, if you sell highlighters or you do, you know, whatever it is. I mean, there's somebody else in that area that loves that. So what's happened to all of us in 90 days? We got to slow down, mm-hmm. right? And we got a new perspective in our life. Sometimes you hear this story, somebody on their deathbed that says, I wish I would have worked less and spent more time with my family. Right? Because they gain this perspective because they lost out of time. Right? Now, I got to tell you, I work really hard, but I feel right now really good with the amount of time and experiences and these unbelievable moments I've had with my family, right? Over the last even 13 years. But we all just slowed down to reevaluate. Right? I got closer with my wife. I got a dog. I've had 62 out of 74 of the last nights I've had dinner with my family. I've been on more walks with my wife. So in other words, my perspective is now crystal clear. I got to slow down like I was on my deathbed or like it was my anniversary every single day with my wife and got to reevaluate what's special to me. I'm passionate about kids. I love to do this business. Find a business you're passionate about. Growing those skills, wherever your leader is, accept that person as your leader and learn from them, get mentors, grow yourself up, and grow yourself to a new level you never even imagined you could be at.
I want to ask you one last question about those leaders. People who are leading franchise brands, might be the CEO, president, whomever right now, especially for some of the emerging folks, the people who are just getting started in the past couple of years. If they came to you and said, Tom, what's the one thing we need to do in the next year or so? What kind of advice are you giving those emerging brands?
You got to be willing to adapt, right? I mean, again, you talked about it. We talked about it earlier with Skype, and we talked about, you know, what Blockbuster could have been or what it should have been.
Sure.
And many other people that should have been in the next Amazon instead of Amazon, right? I mean, there's lots of those different people, you know, that are out there. People still have AOL accounts, by the way. So, you know, there's different things like that. So you got to be willing to adjust and be able to look at yourself and say, I'm willing to change. Because if you don't evaluate, right? So Katie on our call here, she just started with us this week. Guess what we do at the end of the day? I meet with her and say, hey, what can I do to help support you? What can we do better? How was today better than yesterday? Right? You got to be willing to do that every day. Now, do I do that a ton on Sunday? I don't. I take some time off, but I'm always doing it on Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. So it's about moving yourself forward every day. So if I'm a young franchise, find people, call me, I'll meet with you, I'll call. But you also got to relate to this. And if you don't like this, meaning my energy or how I do this and my cheerleader and we're going to do it and we're going to conquer the world, then find somebody else that fits your profile. So find those people, have as many people on your team, because just like this last environment for the last 90 days, nobody does it alone. You better have a team of people that you're willing to lean on and grow with, because it isn't always happy times.
That is some excellent advice for any CEOs and presidents of franchise firms out there. Tom, we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with some contact information in case any of those leaders want to reach out and pick your brain and maybe get a little bit of that passion rubbed off on them. But first, quick note, today's show is brought to you by Answer Connect. Imagine your customers and potential customers reaching a live person every time they call and never getting a voicemail. Answer Connect is making that happen with a team of professional, upbeat, friendly customer service experts ready to impress your callers and deliver your messages around the clock. Answer Connect works with franchise systems, enterprise brands, and small businesses who need phones answered 24/7 in any time zone, a virtual receptionist, inbound sales calls handled, and appointments scheduled. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. Tom Pabin from Class 101, thank you so much for being here. If our listeners have some additional questions for you, where could they reach out to you?
Well, I'll say this. If they're interested in a franchise, class101franchise.com is where they need to go. So for some reason, if they feel called to help young people and help teenagers and to live a life of a college planner and make that difference, class101franchise.com. My personal email is tpabin, that's P-A-B-I-N, at class101.com, or simply our website, class101.com. On there, you'll see Empower, Serve, and Inspire right at the front of our website. But those are the three ways to be able to reach out to us. And again, if somebody needs help with something, I'd be more than happy to help or mentor or love to get your advice and hear about. It's just about sharing information and doing it together.
Excellent. Thanks for sharing that. And I will have links to all of those places at socialgeekradio.com. Tom, thanks again for being here, and we will chat with you down the road.
It's been my pleasure and honor. Thank you so very much.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises,